Now, listen, guys, I've got a phenomenal guest for you. I wanted to prompt you. I wanted to set you up. I wanted to wake you up and get you ready because I have one of the most phenomenal mentors, coaches, and successes for you to hear from. And that's my friend and soon to be yours, David Meltzer.
Thank you for having me, everyone. Let's get down to the lessons that'll keep on coming until we learn them.
Very good. So, David, just tell us a little bit about your mission to empower 1 billion people, over 1 billion people. Why is it happiness? Why is it value? What is the outcome that you get personally, intrinsically, from providing this value?
Well, for me, my journey was one of learning how to enjoy what I didn't like or didn't love, or other people didn't like or didn't love about what I loved. And I think a lot of people don't understand that's where happiness originally is derived. And then we utilize our skills, our knowledge, and our desire to align with what's stable, what's doing well, or what we think is doing well in order to maximize the happiness and joy, the abundance that's available to us. So there's actually a framework around happiness, but where it really came into play was when I realized that I had everything I ever dreamed of and more, worth over $100 million, running the most notable sports agency in the world, access to what billionaires couldn't even afford to do. And I was empty, surrounding myself with the wrong voices, making the wrong choices, and ending up losing everything, almost my life, definitely my wife, and almost my entire family. And so thank goodness for the four people that at that time I thought I hated and they hated me, which was my mom, my dad, my best friend, and my wife. And but for this idea of empowering others to find the who in my life, who can I help and who can help me, to find the right voices, to make the right choices. But for my wife, as I know you as well, are saved not only by our God, but by our wives, to transition and transcend the information of the infinite to us, to remind, remember, and recollect why we are here, for the sake of what. As I lost everything and then recovered and made more money, help more people and had more fun in my life, I realized that I had a capability of empowering others to do the same. And as crazy as it sounds, I thought everybody would thought I actually had lost my mind when I recovered financially and spiritually and emotionally. When people ask me, so what are you going to do now? What's going to be different now, Dave? I'm going to tell you what's different is I'm empowering. I'm going to change the whole world. And they said, how the hell are you going to empower over a billion people? And I said, it's just math. I just have to find 1,000 people like Sean Rice. Math is simple. If I can power 1,000 people like you to empower 1,000, that's 1,000,000. To empower 1,000, that's 1,000,000,000. I know that a collective consciousness of the right voices will change the world with the right choices. To align our skills, our knowledge, and our desire with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well. You talked about the circumstantial behaviors and the non-negotiable behaviors that you set forth each day. And so many people have 3, 5. I utilize half of my day as non-negotiable. I see life from the time my heart starts till the time it stops, divided by 24 hours, the only certainty that all of us have. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. We are guaranteed 24 hours a day from the time our heart starts till it stops. Last day is the only day we may be cheated. And if we learn to utilize that with non-negotiable behaviors and then learn how to prioritize according to the circumstance, our negotiable behaviors, by surrounding ourselves with the right voices and the right ideas and the right people to make the right choices in a divine direction, but also changing our detours to divine and divinity as well, and allowing for divine time to reveal the truth. Because so many times it's when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we think we want to be, that we lose our faith and we quit. And it's the wisdom and the faith that shorten the distance of resistance in your life, because you already are infinite in your being. You're just in a human experience and don't and aren't capable of utilizing the infinite power, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration and energy that we are all part and parcel to. And so I am here to teach people, what are we doing to interfere with that by learning to enjoy what we don't like or love, or other people don't like or love about what we love. And I promise you, if you have a wife or a spouse, there's things you don't like or love about that person. And I promise you, if you have children, there are things that you don't like or love about your own children. But you got to learn to enjoy. You got to learn to find the light, the love, and the lessons in the things that you love. And that includes the activities you get paid for, the activities you don't get paid for, the activities that are planned, the activities that aren't planned. And then especially the five necessities. You talked about one of them. You know, everybody should have their own plan about what to do with what God tells us you need to do. And let me just simplify it for everybody right now, because God's very clear. In the human experience, here is what you're supposed to prioritize. Hear me, everybody, because he's very clear. He says, number one, I'm going to give you a body and I'm going to start your heart. Your body is going to stop when your heart stops. And here's what you need to do to keep that body heart beating. One, you got to breathe. If you don't breathe, I'm going to take your body away. He says, two, you got to eat. If you don't eat, I'm going to take your body away. You got to drink. If you don't drink, I'm going to take your body away. You got to move. If you don't move, I'm going to take your body away. And you need to sleep. You need to sleep a third of the human experience, or about a third. And so I became an expert in utilizing what God told me I needed every day. I got a breathing coach. I got an eating coach. I got a drinking coach. I got a sleeping coach. I got a movement coach. Because the fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find someone that's already there and ask them for directions, and then help somebody else get to where they want to be with what you've learned. You got to find the right teams to play on. You're not the aggregate of the five people you spend the most time with. You're an aggregate of what teams you play on by subject matter, topic, and expertise, and picking those teams and the positions you play on those teams to know that there's people on your team that will help you get to where you want to be, and there's people on the team that you're helping get to where they want to be. And that's what makes the difference in your life. It's not the matter of time you spend with people. I promise you, pick the teams by subject matter and topic and expertise. Learn how to use the incremental usage of the certainty of time. Understand I'm here to learn lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until I learn them. I will forget every lesson I've ever learned, but I have a power to remind, remember, and recollect with my source, to become a great resource, to remind, remember, and recollect every lesson that there ever was. That's what we're doing here in our human experiences, is reminding ourselves with God, to recollect ourselves with God, to remember ourselves with God, and access information, intuition, intelligence, and energy. And therefore, when you go to bed at night and you unwind to talk to God, to recover your body and to access the information, information, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration and energy, access all that for 8 hours or so. When you do that in gratitude, to find the light, the love, and the lessons, and wake up in gratitude and transcend that into your day, you will be living in the pursuit of your potential. You will enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential. Not what other people want, not what's missing, and not what you don't have, but shortening the distance of resistance, reminding, remembering, and recollecting, I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. Let's figure out today what I'm doing to interfere with it. Because I already
come on. That's what I'm talking about. See, David, this is why David is here, and this is why I always bring him in. You can ask David one question, and he's a fountain of youth and a fountain of truth. So thank you so much for that, David. One more thing I want to ask you. How important in your business have you found brand to be, your personal brand, your energy, your ethos, the way people experience you? And then it's a one-part question to a two-part, actually. So the brand and then the actual events, because you're an event creator. You create events in every moment, like this one right here. You're always on stage. You're always speaking. You said one-third of your human existence asleep. But you've got another third of your existence in traveling on planes, two different events to expand that brand. So talk to us for a moment about the brand importance and then the event importance.
Well, let's define brand, because so many people have a traditional perspective of building a brand. Your brand today is your capability of being able to capture your essence. Now, in the business world, which is what the question was asked about, your essence is three things: the skills that you have, the knowledge of who and what, and your desire, your true frequency. And brand should be equated in the business world of your capability to capture your essence in order to build a community of people that resonate with your brand. Because they will not remember your brand. They will know how your brand makes them feel, just like Maya Angelou said and so many other people, Einstein, Viktor Frankl, go through about 100, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Tony Robbins, Oprah. They all will tell you about emotions, that people buy on emotion, energy, emotion for logical reasons. And so for you to build a brand is to build a community and to capture a capability for business to capture your essence in person, on the phone, via email, traditional media, and social media. Understanding each day that 10% of the people that become aware of you are going to love you no matter what, because you are at their frequency. They feel good just by being in your presence. You also have to remind yourself that 10% of the people are going to hate you no matter what, because they are not at your frequency. You are Tabasco in a wound. But you also, in the world of branding and community, have to realize that that 20% will be the best part of your community. Howard Stern proved this better than any when he said completely, 10% of the people, they watch me and love me and can't wait to hear what I say next. 10% of my fans, they hate me and watch me because they can't wait to hear what I have to say next. That is a brand. Now, through consistent behavior, you will elevate the number of people in a total addressable community that is exponentially greater than it's ever been. Nobody ever stated it better than thousands of years ago when Shakespeare said something that I don't think to be true when he said it, but believed in infinite time and has proven it through infinite time, that the whole world is your stage. When he wrote Hamlet, he said, the whole world is your stage, but yet the whole world didn't at that time know who Shakespeare was or Hamlet was. Today, you say Hamlet, the whole world will say Shakespeare. You say genius, the whole world will say Einstein. That is a brand, and that brand is created because it's at their essence. It's captured back then, captured via, you know, print, right? That's how Shakespeare... He captured his essence in print. Now it's available in every medium that we talked about. Einstein speaking was his main capture. They recorded his voice, and then he wrote books. No such thing as social media, but today Einstein's one of the greatest figures in social media, traditional media. He's on the Apple commercials. You want to build a brand, start within. Find your essence. See your own unique ability and align it with what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is doing well. Know that 10% of the people are going to love you, 10% are going to hate you. And through consistent exposure and revelation, those 20% will keep gaining and gaining and gaining. I had a video, Sean, I'm not sure if you saw it, about my kids. And it's very similar to what videos I started creating 10 years ago. The only difference is 11 million people viewed it in 2 days and over 100,000 people have shared it. Now, not my best video, but it's at my essence.
That's right.
Now, those 11 million, I don't even know how many now, because it's been like 12 hours since, you know, anyone's told me, but however many millions of people that are revealed to me, are frequency to me, they're going down the Dave Meltzer rabbit hole, and that rabbit hole, because the social media keeps feeding the rabbits more David Meltzer. But you don't get there overnight. It's through consistent, persistent pursuit of that community.
Very good. Thank you so much for that wisdom. Guys, what we're doing here is working to create that essence, that energy, that brand, and those events for you. That's the goal. The goal is to do the same thing. And that's why I always bring on only evidence-based, integrity-laden, phenomenal, real people for you to learn from who have done the things that you want to do. That's why this is called the $1 billion brand event. I will not bring someone before you with less than that value. So, David Meltzer, thank you so much for that. Would you have time for one question?
Yes.
Yes, good. Does anybody have a question? I want to treat someone. So if someone has a question for David Meltzer, raise your hand or put a one in the chat. And trust me, this is a gift. So don't spare your question.
Speaking of gifts, too, while you're thinking, 0 to 1 is harder than 1 to 100. Trust me. I will, by the way, for the people that have made an investment to come and share and learn from you, I would love to send my book. I will pay for the book, pay for shipping, and I will sign it if you want. Just email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send that book signed. I'll pay for shipping and the book for everybody in your brand event, as well as added value to try to figure out frameworks and things that have worked for me and for millions of other people.
Thank you so much for that, David.
David at Dr. Denise, give him my
unmute
email.
Unmute yourself.
Hi. Oh, so thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Denise.
At this stage of your game, what keeps you up at night?
Nothing. Because I have a sleep coach. I have an unwinding routine. I have practiced for 18 years to identify, number one, the clues, the patterns in which I react to fear. I stop worrying about what I'm afraid of. I know that I'm afraid. I got traumas, trillions of traumas from pre-lives and the womb trauma and the infant and toddler trauma, the tween, teen, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s trauma. I'm tired of paying therapists to tell me I'm afraid. I know that I'm afraid every day, but I am an expert at identifying how I react to fear and the patterns of the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, and worried. And so what I've learned to do so that I sleep every night, beyond having a coach, an expert that teaches me to unwind, to put myself in a position to recover and access information, intuition, inspiration every night, utilizing all types of different pillows, beds, time, light, temperature, food, drink, movement, all these different things. Nothing keeps me up at night. And if anything awakens me, like I need to pee or I'm worried about something, I simply stop, drop, and roll back into my sleep. I spend minutes and moments responding to the reaction of fear. And I practice that, which practice makes progress. And I have progressed over 18 years. I want to be in the Hall of Fame of sleep. It would be a great honor when I die for people to say, yes, David Meltzer empowered me to be happy, but he also was the world's greatest sleeper, which means I'm the best in the world. It's something everybody does for a third of their life or is supposed to do. And so for me, nothing keeps me up at night. During the day, what worries me, what creates anxiety, fear, anger, frustration, is the way that I respond to the reaction of fear. And I utilize linear time to shorten the distance of resistance to be at practice and awareness. And just as the last thing, and I got to go, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Here's what most people do wrong. When they're afraid, they respond with one of these things: anger, worry, anxiety, frustration. And then what do? They try to out-logic it. They try to out-analyze it. They try to resist it. They try to go over it, under it, through it, around it. They try to lie to it, manipulate it, cheat it. And a lot of times we just try to deny it. Let me tell you what free will is to me. Free will is when I'm in response to the reaction of fear, a natural reaction, a human reaction that the ego is meant to protect us from that fear. When I respond to the reaction to fear, I simply have faith. And the illustration of the faith is to stop and breathe and say, God got this. I am not powerful like God. I'm part of the powerful. Therefore, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going over and under it. You see, surrender to me, faith to me, is a predisposition to my life, not a disposition. When I need something, I don't pray to God, God, please. No, I pray to God beforehand and say, you got this, God. I'm here to execute. I'm your hands, your feet, your mouth, your mind. I'm here to execute on the predisposition of faith and surrender. And therefore, when I am reacting and then responding to the reaction of fear, I stop and tell God he got it. I breathe. I drop into center, into God. I recollect with God. I remind myself and remember myself with God. And then I roll like a badass mofo in the divine direction in which I was meant to be. And so as a reminder, why don't I stay up at night? Because when my mind, body, and soul is on fire, my mama taught me a long time ago, when you're on fire, stop, drop.
Drop
and roll. I'm living in my divine direction. My detours are divine with no evidence and the evidence contrary. And time is divine as well. I know I'm here on a journey to do my best, learn lessons and have fun and be of service and of value to everybody that I meet. And that is my mission. I spend minutes and moments outside of that mission every day. And may God bless all of you. Please remember to be more interested than interesting. Be kind. Be kind to your future self. And do good deeds.